You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hey, Brevard County, this is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. We are taking the week of Thanksgiving off from doing a daily program here, and we are going to rebroadcast some previous Thanksgiving programs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. And so we're going to be joining those programs in progress here in just a moment. Wanted to let you know I will be back, and I will see you on the other side. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next week. God bless. WMIE 91.5 FM this morning. If you miss this program today, you won't hear this announcement. But maybe you'll hear it a little bit later in the day. This program rebroadcasts at WWBC 1510 AM at 10:30 of a morning. It also rebroadcasts back here on WMIE 91.5 FM at 5 o'clock tonight. So we hope that you will check that out and tell others about the program, and we are so thankful. We want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and pray that God blesses you in every area of your life. We did about a 6 broadcast session on living a resolved life. We're going to talk about 3 programs now. Thursday and Friday of this week, those programs will be rebroadcast. I'm going to be here sharing out of Psalm 118 this morning, because your attitude, my attitude, really can affect the way that we interact with other people, the way that we perceive things that are taking place. We need God to be Lord over our attitude. We need to be a thankful people. And I want to say thank you right now to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric right here in Rockledge, Florida, 632-9538, 632-9538. If you need a full-service person to come out, contractor to come out and deal with your air conditioning and heating system or electrical issues, they can take care of all of that. They go all throughout the county. They do phenomenal work. They're people of their word. They're very timely, very efficient, and they do great, great work. They've done it for us at the church. They've done it for me personally. And so, just like always, these are not just people that I have decided to support the radio program, financially. These are people of integrity. And so I encourage you to give them a call, 632-9538. If you're anywhere from Titusville to Palm Bay, wherever you might be, they do regular homes, mobile homes. They do regular units, package units, just you name it. And they are very skilled at it. They do everything up to code, and they will do a phenomenal, phenomenal job for you. Tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and you will be glad that you called them. So let's go to Psalm 118 this morning. I want to talk to you I'm going to read Psalm 117 leading up to Psalm 118. Psalm 118 is kind of like the sandwich psalm. It's right in between two psalms that are known for two very different things. Psalm 117 is known because it is the shortest chapter in the Bible. If you ever have to memorize an entire chapter of the Bible, I encourage you, start with Psalm 117. It's literally 2 verses long, and it's pretty easy. Psalm 119 is exactly the opposite. It is the longest psalm in the scriptures. It has 176 verses in it. If somebody tells you that you need to memorize an entire chapter of the Bible, that's not going to be the first one you memorize, I don't believe. And then right in between those is Psalm 118. It's 29 verses, and but it is a tremendous Thanksgiving psalm that I want to share with you today, over the next 3 days anyway, a little bit about this psalm. Psalm 117 says this: "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." Psalm 118, verse number 1. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And so that's Psalm 117 and 118. And that phrase, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever," that is one of the most often repeated phrases in the scriptures. We need to constantly be reminding ourselves that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Whatever you have done, no matter how far you have gone, I want you to know that there isn't any condemnation in Christ. There is forgiveness. Now, I do want to tell you this, that thank God for his grace. But his grace is not empowerment or a license to sin because the threshold is so low. Grace elevates the standard, and it requires that there is a change in our life. In Judaism, there was a sacrifice once a year, and then they would come back the next year and they would make those sacrifices again, because more than likely they had committed the same sins all over again. But when Jesus came, that sacrifice was once and for all. We are supposed to live a different life because of what Jesus said. Now, this invitation to give thanks is really something that is not just for the Jewish people. It's not just for Christians. It should be for all people. It says, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. So when you think of this and you say, well, I'm not Jewish, why would this pertain to me? Well, this pertains to everybody. If you are a thankful person, it is going to reap tremendous benefits in your life. It's going to give you proper perspective. You see, things are never as bad as you think they are. And you and I, we need to be more thankful on a regular basis. So one of the things that you could do if you journal is you could write down and say, this is what I'm thankful for. If you need something to thank God for, I want you to, if you have driven down a two-lane road, okay, driven down a two-lane road, I want you to thank God right now that you are still alive. Because every time you do, you are about 24 inches away from having a head-on collision. I don't say that to panic you. I say that to give you something to thank God about. This last year, I have come closer than I can ever recall to having some of the most horrific accidents that I would have ever been in my life. One of them, we were going the same direction, and a person just decided that they were going to cross about three or four lanes of traffic, and they didn't see me, and I saw them, they didn't see me, and I'm very thankful that they missed me. Another time, I was coming around a curve. They were coming around the curve from the opposite direction, and they must have got distracted, and they didn't pay attention. And when the road curved, they didn't, and all four tires were in my lane, and I was able to swerve and miss them. So I'm very thankful that I'm still here to be able to do these radio programs. I'm thankful my legs weren't broken or my arms broken. I'm thankful that I wasn't incapacitated. So today you have something to thank God for. You say, you don't know how horrible my life is. You don't know how messed up it is. Well, let me give you a perspective of Thanksgiving on that then. I'm so thankful that no matter how hard or how messed up or how difficult it is, God's right arm is not too short to reach down and transform you, to pick you up, to change your heart, change your life, and change your circumstances. If he did it for Ruth in the book of Ruth, he can do it for you. She was a widow who was helping to support her widowed mother-in-law. She wasn't living in her own town. She had they had no social net, safety net that was there to take care of them. That she had to go out, and in just a matter of a few weeks, God transformed her world entirely, and she became an ancestor, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of King David and the Lord Jesus Christ, a predecessor. She was very instrumental in the lineage of Jesus Christ. So don't tell me that God can't change your world. Rahab was a prostitute in Jericho, and God delivered her from her life, delivered her from that culture, and made her one in the lineage of King David and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So don't tell me how bad it is. God can set captives free. And so praise the Lord. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Be thankful that God's word never changes. Be thankful that his mercy is extended toward you. Be thankful that he is the Lord. There are all sorts of things that you and I can praise him. And so when you and I read these passages of scripture, you need to understand that these worship songs, this was a song that they sang, and when they were looking for songs to sing when America was just a colony, they had what was called a psaltery, and they used the psalms and sang these psalms. So it says in Psalm 118, verse number 1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." So be thankful for his lordship. I'm thankful that he watches over me, that he rules and reigns, that he provides for me. He orders my steps and directs my paths. He gives me my marching orders. That he's got better things in store for me than I even know about. That I don't have to understand all of the details. I've just got to walk in obedience, and goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life. I'm thankful that God is a good God. I'm thankful that he is not a bad God. I'm thankful that he is not a thief like the devil is, that comes to steal and kill and destroy. You see, there are people that have the wrong mindset of God, and part of that may be because of our nation's attitude towards authority that goes back to the 1960s. Back in the 60s, there was a saying that said, "Don't trust anyone over 30. Okay, those people are now in their 70s, those that survived. Don't trust anyone over 30. Well, that would almost involve all of my kids. It doesn't involve any of them right now, but it's getting really close for one of them. So you've got to realize that what was their mantra then, they meant for when they were under authority, but now that has come and manifest itself in so many other areas of life. And so now people don't trust their bosses. People don't trust their spouses. People don't trust God. They extended that mindset of distrust and ungratefulness throughout the entire authority chain. They don't trust the word of God. They don't trust car salesmen. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust anybody because they have grown up over the past 60 years, 50 or 60 years, with this mantra of don't trust authority. And the reason for that is, in many cases, rightly deserved. When people are lying to you, don't trust them. It's very simple. Don't trust them. If they have been proven to be a liar, then they need to demonstrate a changed heart before you believe them again. And so I just want to tell you that. But the Lord is good. In fact, Jesus said this, "Why do you call me good?" Now, I want to point out to you that when Jesus said to that man, "Why do you call me good?" He was not saying that he wasn't good. He was just asking the man, "Why do you call me good?" And then Jesus said this, "There is none good but God." Okay? Now, I want to point this out to you. There is none good but God. That means that for all of those people that say, "Well, I'm a good person and therefore I'm going to heaven," you need to understand that that is a lie that the enemy wants to get you to believe so that you do not come to that place of repentance. I've lived a pretty good life. I've never been arrested. I've rarely had a ticket. I have never done drugs. Someone was telling me they were having a conversation about drugs, and they weren't in the conversation. They just heard it, and that there were people that were saying, "Well, I don't know. I don't think anybody has not done drugs." Well, I want you to know, I haven't. So I haven't done that. My alcohol intake was only one little sip when I was too young to have taken that sip. It tasted terrible, and I never went back for more. So I've never been drunk. I've never been unfaithful to my wife. I don't steal. I don't kill. I don't lie. If you were looking at somebody who, according to the world standards, lives a pretty good life, I would be pretty high up there. But guess what? When I look at myself, just in my flesh, I see my shortcomings, not my successes. I see my need of a Savior, not my lack of need of a Savior. So please understand that the Lord is good. You can trust God. The scripture says, to the faithful, he shows himself faithful. And so we need God to reveal himself to us in such a way that it will manifest even greater faithfulness inside of us so that we can see even greater faithfulness in God. God is a good God. He moved heaven and earth to make a way for you and I to be saved. And so I want to encourage you to say, God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures today. It is at my threshold. And so then it says, let Israel now say his mercy endures forever, and let the house of Aaron now say his mercy endures forever. Then let those who fear the Lord now say his mercy endures forever. And so there was this cry that was supposed to go up from Israel. His mercy endures forever. The priest would say, his mercy endures forever. The nation of Israel would say, his mercy endures forever. The people who maybe weren't part of Israel, but they feared the Lord, they were proselytes into the Jewish faith, they would say, his mercy endures forever. And every time you'd... Have you ever been to a football game? I'll be honest with you right now. Because of some of the things that have taken place, I'm done with the NBA. I haven't watched an NBA game. I'm done with NCAA basketball. I'm not watching that. And you know, I've got a pretty strong sports drive inside of me. I like those things, but because of some of the things that they've done, I've set those things aside. I've said I don't need Target, and I don't need NBA basketball, and I don't need college basketball either. And so those are some things that I have taken in response to some of their stances that they have taken. But if you've ever been to a sporting event, it's not because one person yells something that it reaches this tremendous volume of making a substantial difference. If I said, his mercy endures forever, people would just kind of turn around and look at me. But when everybody is crying out to God and saying, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. You know what? That doesn't empower me to go and test the limits of that mercy. That empowers me to say, you know what? I want to live in that mercy. I want to live under that banner, under his direction. So one of the things that I told my kids was, when they were growing up, was if you enjoy my provision, you need to understand the rules. You need to walk in accordance with the rules, because whenever you set aside the rules of the house, you have also set aside the provisions of the house. And so I'm thankful for my kids, and I'll be honest with you. Well, that's an interesting phrase, and every once in a while I say it, and it's like, you know what? I try and be honest with people all the time, but I've got this mindset of my kids. They're going to do phenomenal things in this life. They are just such excellent people. They are skilled at what they do, and if you'll allow this preacher just a moment to brag on his kids a little bit, man, they are going to excel and achieve at such a high level. I can't brag on them enough. So the other, it was some time ago, a week ago, I was telling my kids that, and my son hasn't heard this yet, but my girls just said, oh, thank you so much. Okay, why else could we thank the Lord? I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. If you are not thankful for anything else, be thankful today that you can call upon the name of the Lord. Be thankful that you can call. Now, I encourage you to do this. Don't wait until you are in a five-alarm fire to call upon him. Call on him when things are going well. Praise him when things are going well. And then when there is a distress call that needs to be made, you're not going to have to be introducing yourself. He's going to know. Now, when my kids call, if they need something, I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to help them in that situation, and they are the same way as well. Be thankful today that you can call on the Lord and that he will answer you and set you in a broad place. So when I picture a person in distress, I picture a person with very few options and a very urgent need. And then I see God answering and setting them in a place that is very comfortable, that is very suitable, and it is a place where they can enjoy the life that God has provided for them. Here's verse number 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Now, I encourage you to not live a fearful life. I know that politicians try to tell you that the entire world is going to fall apart if they don't get elected. I want you to know that the world is not going to fall apart because Jesus sits upon the throne. When I was a kid, we used to have nuclear drills of what to do in case of a nuclear attack. And you were basically supposed to go and line up, and that way you would have made a nice little neat row of corpses if there was anybody left to come and find you. It was supposed to be a protective thing, but in actuality, it wasn't going to be protection. And so when I grew up, there was a lot of fear that there was going to be a nuclear weapon that was launched, and it was just going to decimate humanity and wipe humanity off the face of the earth. And then I read the Bible, and I found out that God had a plan for a 1,000-year reign, and that hadn't started yet, so I knew that there was still at least 1,000 years. And here is the mindset that I came to in grade school, and that was this. If God has to, he will. If a nuclear weapon was launched that was going to wipe out humanity off the face of the earth, he could simply pluck that thing right out of the sky because it didn't line up with his plan. I had the spirit of fear broken over imminent death. I had the spirit of fear broken as an adult over a job where I had a boss that was a very intimidating, manipulating boss or supervisor. He wasn't my direct boss. He was my supervisor. And I had God delivered me from a fear of financial lack. He's delivered me a fear from every area of my life. I abide in him. He is my Lord. He is my covering. And nothing can get to me without going through him. And so today, I want to encourage you, do not live a life of fear. Live a life of faith. Don't be afraid and ungrateful. Be thankful and faithful because God is on your side. If you're a child of God, God is working all things together for the good of those that love him, to those who are called.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.